It's 20 past 8 on a Wednesday morning. It is time for the Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Carmer joining us in the studio. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, Sydney is home to some pretty spectacular buildings. And we have to thank a pretty special organisation that's been running for 200 years now for constructing these, the Government's Architects Office.
Yes, yeah. And actually yesterday marked exactly 200 years since the first government architect was appointed. Mm. And that was the convicted forger as well as architect called Francis Greenway. Oh. So it was exactly 200 years yesterday. So this is quite
topical. You got the gig.
Yeah. And so I think, I'm not sure if it's a familiar term with people, but the Government Architect's Office, as we know, is quite old. Mm-hmm. And it was basically in charge of all the building in the new colony of New South Wales.
Gotcha.
Before the British arrived in 1788, I always feel like it's important to look at what happened before the British arrived.
Yes.
Land's traditional inhabitants, the Eora people, used the Sydney Basin for its natural kind of supply of food and water, mm-hmm. as we all know. Mm-hmm. And across the foreshore, there were various shell middens and kind of rock engraving sites, which actually pointed to exactly how the Aboriginal people used the land for thousands of years. But when the British arrived, they saw these shell middens as a key ingredient to the building of this new colony. So they actually burnt the shells that Aboriginal people had used to get food to create lime for cement mortar. And so that's how they actually created cement mortar to build the buildings for the new colony. So it's that kind of interesting, it's like a interesting use of, different use of land and materials.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Governor Arthur Phillip introduced two foundational town plans. One of them was for Sydney Cove in 1788, and then the other one was for Parramatta in 1789. Initial plans for Sydney, you know, it wasn't really kind of, there wasn't this emphasis on there being a grid plan. It was a bit haphazard.
Yes.
Probably still is today when you think about it, think particularly close to the rocks.
I think maybe people driving right now would agree with
that. And people, and like the Melburnians would be sitting there nodding away smugly. And so he had established these towns, but there were no real town limits initially.
Of course, yeah.
On the plans. So during Lachlan Macquarie's tenure, and that was between 1810 and 1821, he was actually really the driving force for building many of the public buildings that still exist today. And so he actually really wanted a government architect, but the British government thought it shouldn't be a permanent position. They're like, oh, it should just be a temporary one 200 years later.
it's pretty permanent.
And so, of course, the first one was Francis Greenway. As I said, he was a convicted forger. And when he arrived in the colony and was appointed 200 years ago, exactly yesterday, he set to work and designed some of our most, I suppose you could say, iconic, even though that's an annoying word, buildings in the city. And one of them being the World Heritage listed Hyde Park Barracks.
Oh, wow.
So I was actually walking past these buildings yesterday and thinking, oh, I kind of like it was bright and sunny, and I thought a newfound appreciation for all these kind of buildings.
Yeah, of course.
St. James Church is another one. The Supreme Court right near it is another one. And so, you know, he was quite a
gifted,
prominent architect. And for the first one, that's quite an achievement. One of Greenway's first buildings was a hospital, but soon after he actually designed the government stables. And that was like a Gothic structure, which was built near Government House. Mm. But we all know it today as the Sydney Conservatorium of Music Building.
Oh.
So that was initially a kind of housing for horses, and now it's the conservatorium.
Now it teaches music.
Yes. So now next time people go past it, that's exactly what it was to begin with, that original structure.
That's where horses used to
sleep. Yes. So, you know, and then he designed the other buildings. And then there was also Macquarie Lighthouse in Vaucluse, which was actually opened in 1818. And it was the first, and actually it's the oldest lighthouse site in Australia.
Really?
So that's another of his grand achievements. But there were also kind of other government architects over the next few, over the next 19th century, I suppose, that built some of our most famous landmarks. And one was Mortimer Lewis, who served between 1835 and 1849. And he designed Darlinghurst Courthouse, which is still standing.
Great name, Mortimer.
Mortimer Lewis, yes. Mm. The Australian Museum and also Customs House, which, you know, just needs circular key. Mm. And there was also James Barnett, who designed the General Post Office building in Martin Place, quite a grand kind of building, isn't it? And there was also, and that was actually used, built using Piedmont sandstone. So it's, again, like you kind of don't realize these details, but now that you walk past them, you'll kind of think of those sorts of things. And also the Department of Lands building in Bridge Street. Walter Liberty Vernon, that's another amazing name. Walter Liberty Vernon. He was also a famed government architect, more towards the late 19th century, up to 1911. And his notable contributions include the Mitchell Library, which is part of the State Library, which, of course, is where this new exhibition has been opened just recently by the State Library called 200 Years of... it's called Imagine a City, and it's about this topic. Mm. So it's I think it's well worth a see for people. But there was also he designed Central Railway Station.
Yeah, it's endless.
Yeah, there are all these amazing kind of contributions that the Government Architects Office has made. But in more recent times, they've actually seen a great reduction in staff from around about 120 to 4 people.
Whoa!
And their role has kind of dramatically changed. So in a way, this exhibition marks. It's in a way, it's like the end of an era as we know it, for the Government Architects Office. And also, but it's also a celebration of some of our most notable buildings.
Yeah, I mean, I walk around the city all the time and see all these beautiful, grand old buildings, and a lot of them were from the Government's Architects Office, which is an amazing story in itself. Nicole Carmen from the Dictionary of Sydney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.